That's the truth.
Y esa es la verdad.
What could not be possible,
lo que no puede ser posible,
is now possible.
Ahora es posible.
When Brother Branham preached that message, the rapture.
Branham predica ese mensaje, el rapto.
Isn't that interesting how late that came?
¿No es eso interesante que tan tarde eso llegó?
Right before the Lord took him off the scene, one of the last messages.
Uno de los últimos mensajes antes que el Señor se lo llevara.
And it's like,
y es como,
he couldn't hold it in any longer.
No podía tenerlo dentro, no más.
For the Lord himself,
porque el Señor mismo,
shall descend with a shout,
descenderá con clamor,
disclosing to all of us.
Cerrando con nosotros todos.
He did.
Él lo hizo.
It's past and present tense.
Es pasado,
future
presente,
tense, all because
tiempo,
he's here.
Todo.
And now because of that,
y por causa de eso,
he can take us home. He can redeem us. He can finish his
casa,
work.
Nos puede redimir, nos puede llevar a casa.
Blessed be his name.
Bendito sea su nombre.
Would you bow with me, please? Would you stand? Let's stand up before the Lord and just go to him. Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
we come before you, Lord.
Venimos delante de ti.
You are all our hope.
Tú eres toda nuestra esperanza.
All of our desire.
Todo nuestro deseo.
All of our love.
Todo nuestro amor.
It's you.
Eres tú.
And our desire above all things of this world
sobre todas las cosas en este mundo,
to be with you.
Estar contigo.
See you.
Tan solo mirarte.
We are longing to hear the scripture fulfilled.
Deseando escuchar la escritura cumplida.
As spoken of in the book of Revelation.
Hablada en el libro de Revelación.
The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ.
Este mundo llegarán a ser los reinos de nuestro Señor.
And he shall reign forever and ever.
Y él reinará para siempre y siempre.
Oh God, hasten the day.
Oh, Señor.
I know that you went to prepare a place for us.
Que fuiste a preparar un lugar para nosotros.
And you sent your spirit back to us.
Y tú nos enviaste tu espíritu de regreso.
To prepare us for that place.
Para prepararnos para ese lugar.
I believe that's what you're doing.
Creemos que eso es lo que tú estás haciendo.
Oh God,
oh Dios,
for right now,
ahorita mismo,
right us in this room,
ahorita en este cuarto,
would you go visit each person where they're at, sitting there, standing there,
a cada persona que está sentada o parada,
knock on their heart's door,
toquen sus corazones, Señor,
just let them know you love them.
Entonces, déjale saber que tú los amas.
That you're there to meet every need.
Que tú vas a suplirles cada necesidad que ellos tengan.
But let them know you have more for each one of them.
Déjale saber que tú tienes mucho más para cada uno de ellos.
That's your love.
Ese es tu amor.
That's your care. That's your redemption going on.
Cuidado, tu redención aconteciendo.
Heavenly Father, we present ourselves now to you.
Nosotros mismos a ti, Padre Celestial.
As we come to worship you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
En el nombre de tu Hijo, nuestro Señor Jesús.
Knowing you're here with us.
Sabiendo que tú estarás aquí con nosotros.
When we come to meet with you under that blood.
Y venimos a encontrarnos contigo bajo esa sangre.
To have fellowship.
Para tener compañerismo. Para tener comunión.
So... let the people get past me.
Deja que la gente pase más allá de mí.
To get to you.
Para que vengan a ti.
And let me get out of your way, Father.
Eso quiere decir que estemos fuera de tu camino.
So you can do.
Para que tú puedas hacer.
And say what you want.
Y decir lo que tú quieres.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks. You may be
gracias,
seated.
Se pueden sentar.
Okay, something was bothering me.
Algo me estaba molestando.
When we were going over the last couple of weeks.
Cuando estábamos pasando las últimas dos semanas.
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
And Hebrews chapter 5,
Hebreos 5.
God's man for men.
El hombre de Dios para el hombre.
And last week,
la semana pasada,
we asked these five questions.
Hicimos estas cinco preguntas.
Why is Melchizedek mentioned so many times
here
in this letter that Paul wrote to the Hebrews? How many times Melchizedek mentioned in the other books of the Old Testament?
And
we saw that was zero.
Miramos que
how many times it was mentioned here in this book? It's nine times. All of those nine times are in three chapters.
En tres capítulos.
Why was it not spoken of any other book in the New Testament?
No fue hablado en cualquier otro libro en el Nuevo Testamento.
Why was this revelation so necessary to the Jews?
Esta revelación era tan necesaria para los judíos.
So we were looking at this.
Estábamos mirando esto.
God's man for men.
El hombre de Dios para los hombres.
And what my fear came.
Y mi temor vino.
You're all listening to this.
Todos escuchan esto.
And taking it back. Okay, we know God sent a prophet.
Okay, sabemos que Dios envió un profeta.
You're taking it back. Why?
Para atrás.
That's not my intent whatsoever.
Ese no es mi, lo que yo estoy intentando nunca.
All of my ministry.
Todo mi ministerio.
Has been
ha sido
pulled and shaped.
A jalar y formar.
By a statement that Brother Branham makes.
Por una declaración que el hermano Branham okay. dice.
And that is,
yes,
man is always looking backwards
el hombre todo el tiempo está mirando para atrás
and forwards and missing what God is doing.
Y hacia adelante y se pierden lo que Dios está haciendo.
Okay, we también know Revelation 10,
Revelación 10,
Malachi 4,
Malaquías 4,
Luke 17:30.
Lucas 17:30.
We know that's
sabemos
been fulfilled.
Que eso ha sido cumplido.
That's not what I'm talking about. We already know that.
Ya sabemos eso.
I would like to ask each one of you, what is he doing today?
Preguntarle a cada uno de ustedes qué él está haciendo ahorita.
Not yesterday,
no ayer.
Today. What's he doing right now?
¿Qué él está haciendo?
And if you didn't hear what I was saying, with that in mind, you're missing everything that I'm trying to bring out. And if you try to bring it back and say, oh yeah, we know that, God sent a prophet, you're missing. Okay? So here we are. And these things just keep churning inside of me.
Dentro de mí.
We must know him present tense.
Debemos conocerlo.
Present tense is not 1965.
Tiempo presente no es 1965.
Present tense is 2024.
Tiempo presente es
today.
Hoy.
Present tense is
tiempo
now.
Presente es ahora.
Present tense is, present. Lord, what do you want to do in your people
Señor, ¿qué quieres hacer en
today?
Hoy.
What do you have for
¿qué
us now?
Para nosotros ahorita?
Okay, the very fact that we're here, the very fact that we have not been taken yet is God's purpose because there's something that he still wants to do.
Okay?
Now, something ahora, needs to be done.
Algo necesita ser hecho.
He doesn't do anything haphazardly or for no reason.
Él no hace nada a medias o por no razón.
Everything he's doing,
todo lo que él está haciendo,
okay, and again,
y una vez más,
1965, April,
abril.
Okay, don't ask, can I make it? Say,
no,
I've made it.
No pregunte, ¿puedo hacerla? No, diga usted, ya la hice.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
All right. He saw us there.
Él nos miró ahí.
1965, August.
1965.
He says, okay, this is 4 months afterwards, right before God takes him off the scene. Last,
4 meses antes de que Dios se lo llevara.
He said, what's holding up
¿qué está deteniendo?
The rapture?
El rapto.
The readiness of the bride. Okay.
Que la novia no está lista
so we're not
todavía.
Ready. So there's something he needs to do, something he wants to do. Please understand, this isn't threats. It's his love reaching out to us, saying, with his arms out open to us, my dear child, my dear son, my dear daughter, I have something for you. Would you like it? It's constantly offering. And the bride always has that hungry heart saying,
la novia todo el tiempo tiene ese
I'm hungry.
de diciendo tengo hambre.
I want more.
Quiero más.
My satisfaction level is far from being fulfilled. I don't think it can be fulfilled
lejos de estar
in this flesh.
En esta carne.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So entonces, it, we have to look at what these things. Why is this Melchizedek? Not in 1963 or 64 or 65, but 2024. What is he doing with that now? What does that have to do? Because I think, whereas Paul lived in the age of, okay, of the white introduction and the getting the people for the white horse rider.
A la gente lista para
okay, el, and to combat para that with the lion age.
Y viniendo con la edad de león.
Okay, here we are in, you aquí are all, we are all todos, living
todos
in
estamos viviendo
the bien. Ushering in of the seventh seal.
Y bajo la
the third pole,
cosa del
the thunders. This is our age.
Sexto
all of these mysterious things.
Cosas misteriosas,
but,
pero,
this is the scripture that has been.
Que,
go to 2 Peter, would you?
De Pedro, oh,
we'll use this for a text. Usamos well, we got several texts. Texto. We'll use this one too. Usamos okay, 2 Peter 1.
De Pedro 1.
Okay, would you stand with me?
Second
Peter chapter 1. There we go. And we're going to start with,
vamos a comenzar con,
oh, you know, how many times have we been through this? We could close our eyes and repeat it, I hope.
Podemos cerrar los ojos y repetirlo. Tengo la esperanza.
Stature of a perfect man is here.
La estatura de un
perfecto it's building.
Es edificando.
Brother Branham says that each one of those things is a birth. We're birthed into it.
Nacemos de eso. Eso es lo que dice el hermano Branham. Es un nacimiento.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
What do any of you have to do with your birth of anything?
¿Qué tiene que ver usted,
it's something Carlos that's usted, done to you, for you,
es algo que
to bring you forth. So something is bringing me forth from one thing to the... Are you with me there? Something is bringing us forth from one step to the next step.
Un paso al siguiente paso.
Okay, in verse 8,
ocho,
for if these things be in you and abound and they make you... that. You shall not be barren nor unfruitful in the experiential knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Porque si estas cosas están en vosotros y abundan, no os dejarán estar ociosos ni sin fruto en cuanto al conocimiento de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
If these things are in me, if I keep adding,
si me mantengo
okay,
añadiendo,
the
si
trouble is when we quit adding.
El problema es cuando paramos de añadir.
There's always things to add
todo el tiempo, cosas
till we get
añadir.
To what? The capstone.
Hasta que lleguemos a dónde?
What's
a
the last thing we're supposed to add?
¿Cuál es la última cosa?
Charity, correct? Agape,
caridad, amor,
the capstone.
Y la piedra de corona.
Are we there yet?
Estamos ahí todos.
Is he doing that?
Está
is he taking us there?
Está llevando él ahí.
Okay, now look at verse 9. For he that lacks these things,
el versículo 9.
Is blind,
cosas, tiene la vista muy corta,
okay, and cannot see very far,
y no puede mirar más allá.
And has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Y se ha olvidado que ha sido purgado por de sus antiguos pecados.
Okay, we were purged from our old sins to be born, to add.
Esto para ser nacidos.
Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will
hermanos,
never fall.
Tanto más procurar hacer firme vuestra ocasión y elección, porque haciendo estas cosas no caeréis jamás.
I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. He's adding.
Él está añadiendo.
Number, verse 11.
Versículo 11.
Read it out loud with me, would you?
Conmigo.
For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Porque de esta manera será otorgada amplia y generosa entrada en el reino eterno de nuestro Señor y Salvador Jesucristo.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Pueden sentar.
So, if you look at this,
si usted mira esto,
and you sort of got to look,
usted tiene que mirarlo de cierta manera,
in a way,
en una manera,
an entrance shall be ministered unto you.
Una entrada será ministrada
if you look at other translations,
si usted mira otras traducciones,
that's not very accurate.
No es muy cierta, muy acertada,
and yet, it
y
is accurate.
Eso, es
Because it's very scriptural.
Porque es muy escritural.
So Brother Branham,
el hermano Branham
tells us over and over,
nos dice una y otra
when
vez,
it comes to different translations
cuando se trata
of the Bible,
diferentes traducciones de la Biblia,
it's all by revelation
es
anyway.
Todo por revelación,
it's not by studying any Greek
por estudiando
and arguing over that. Okay, God gets it to us by revelation.
Dios nos lo da a través de revelación.
And this fits with the rest of Scripture.
Y esto es así con el resto de la Escritura.
And fits exactly in with Melchizedek.
Y queda exactamente con
I'm going in
voy a entrar
into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hacia el reino eterno de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
But an entrance into that is going to be ministered unto me.
Entrando hacia eso va a ser administrado.
Who is ministered? Who's ministering to you?
¿Quién está ministrando?
Who is ministering to me?
¿Quién está ministrando a mí?
That's taking me there.
Está llevando ahí.
And is it happening?
Y está aconteciendo.
And is it, am I partaking in that
y estoy
thing now?
Participando en esa cosa.
Okay.
Ahora. ¿Está bien?
So entonces, even
aún,
when Brother Branham was opening the seals,
cuando el hermano Branham estaba abriendo los sellos,
okay. And I don't know why, for several weeks, I have been drawn to listen to that seventh seal over and over and over, probably six, seven, eight times now, just waiting on the Lord. It's not that I'm expecting. I know it's all going to be by revelation, period.
Okay?
But here, everything that was done, do you remember in the seventh seal, he said, you're missing the mysterious part of this week, right? And that mysterious part. Okay. So, what was going on? Something was going on in a spiritual realm that everybody missed. Because people were going to that service night after night, night after day. And you're sitting for hours each night. And you all know how much time can you sit in that chair before your mind wanders? How much time can you sit in that chair before your back aches or your neck aches or your legs ache or something? And pretty soon you think, wonder how much longer he's going. And we're wrapped up in this carnal realm, okay? But in that part, he's talking about the angels coming and picking him up. There was a ministry.
Ahí había un
ministering ministry, to him so that we could be ministered unto.
Are you with me?
God's man for man.
El Dios, el hombre
he's
de Dios
always
el hombre.
Working there.
Todo el tiempo está trabajando ahí.
Now,
ahora,
this just really caught
esto
me.
Realmente ahorita me acaba de ganar.
And it's mysterious.
Y es
but
misterioso.
I just wanted to share this
entonces
with you.
Solo quiero compartir esto con usted.
He's talking about being está, caught up in the pyramid of angels.
Está hablando de cuando él fue atrapado en la pirámide.
And
de
he
los
says,
ángeles.
Remember,
dice,
it was a pyramid
fue una pirámide,
where the mysterious white rock was not written on. And the angel took me up into that pyramid of themselves. The angel took him up in the pyramid of them. So he's in the middle. Okay. And now, listen, them was the messengers had come to interpret that pyramid
esa pirámide,
or that message
o ese mensaje,
of the secret of the seven
el secreto
seals.
De los siete sellos.
So here he's caught up and he's
aquí
being ministered
está
tratado, to
le está ministrando
by seven angels.
Por siete ángeles.
We have an idea who those seven angels probably were.
Tenemos una idea de quién esos siete ángeles
and we have an idea fueron. Who that seventh angel was that he kept referring to that
y
says this one meant more to me than all the others. And then he says this is the thing I've wondered about my whole life.
Huh?
Right? So there's something going on here. And he says the angel was to my left.
Estaba a mi izquierda.
Okay? It would be the seventh angel.
Sería el séptimo ángel.
If we count them from the left to the right,
si contamos de la izquierda a la derecha,
because he was on my left,
porque él estaba en mi izquierda,
me looking to him towards
yo
the west,
mirándolo hacia el oeste,
him coming towards the east,
él viniendo hacia el este,
he would be on the left side.
Él estaría en el, lado izquierdo.
So that would be the last angel's message. Very notable.
Del último mensaje, muy notable.
Remember how I said he got his head back, great sharp wings,
cabeza para atrás,
and how he flew right at me, right to me.
Alas grandes.
Now that is the seventh seal.
Él voló hacia mí.
Okay.
Ahora, eso es el séptimo sello.
So many things he says.
Muchas cosas él dice.
The seventh seal.
El séptimo
is
sello.
That Roman candle.
Es esa, okay. Candelabro romano.
And I'm not coming here to tell you I got it figured out because
no,
I don't.
Vengo aquí a decirle que ya lo tengo yo
and figurado. If anybody comes to me and says they got it figured out, I'd
si
probably run
me
from
dice
them.
Que él lo tiene figurado, yo corro.
Because
corro, huyo de él.
It's, porque not, it's a secret still.
Es un secreto todavía.
However, in that. He says it's the end of all seventh seal.
Es el final del séptimo sello.
It's the end of all things.
Es el final de todas las cosas.
Now listen to
ahora,
this.
Escucha esto.
It's the end of a struggling
es el
world.
Final de un mundo luchando.
It's the end of redemption.
Es el final de redención.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Le voy a hacer una pregunta.
Brother Russ, what's the end of redemption?
Hermano Ross, ¿cuál es el final de redención?
It's me.
Soy yo.
It's you.
Es usted.
Back like Adam was before the fall. Isn't that the end of redemption?
No, ese es el final de la redención.
We've been told that, haven't we?
Se nos ha sido hecho, ¿no es así?
So
entonces,
something is going on in this realm right now, taking us back and doing those things that need to be done for us.
Cosas que necesitan
okay.
Por
está bien. So when I'm talking,
cuando yo estoy hablando,
why does he spend so much time
él pasó tanto tiempo
in Hebrews?
En Hebreos,
okay,
¿está bien?
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melquisedec?
Because it's the one thing the Jews messed up on royally every single time.
Los judíos se perdieron todas las veces.
And now in this
y ahora,
day,
en este día,
it's happening all over again.
Está pasando una vez más.
If you want to offend somebody,
si usted quiere ofender a alguien,
tell them that you follow a voice
dígale que usted sigue una voz
that God proved to be in human flesh.
Que Dios probó estar en carne humana.
Watch them run from you as fast as they can. Watch them get angry. Watch them saying, we got Jesus, we don't need anybody. Okay. And watch them hate you.
Y mírenlo como ellos le odian a usted.
So here
entonces,
in this day
aquí en este día,
is this thing,
es
as we saw last week in the book
pasada,
of Acts, chapter 14,
Hechos, capítulo 14,
the heathen
los,
saw Paul
a la gente, miró a Pablo,
que raised a lame man,
que sanó a un
and they poco. Said, oh, the gods have come down. Oh, this is
bajando.
God in flesh. Our
esto
God's in flesh.
Dios
yeah.
Sí.
Okay.
Está bien.
So the heathen can see what
so
the Jews could not see.
Podían mirar los que
so
los,
we see
los judíos no podían.
The whole thing of God so, in, miramos. God in, God in,
todo
they can't
tiempo,
see.
Dios dentro, Dios dentro.
Now,
ahora,
I was going into Hebrews, Colossians.
Bueno, Colosenses.
Well, then,
entonces,
the waves just keep coming.
Y las olas se mantienen viniendo.
So we were ended up and
terminamos.
I was going to start with Colossians chapter 2. Well, let's start there, but a different verse.
Ahí.
Okay. So Colossians 2.
Colosenses 2.
And let's go to verse 1.
Vamos al versículo 1.
Okay. Daniel. Now this ties in exactly with
y esto se ata exactamente
Hebrews.
Con Hebreos.
Brother Branham,
Branham,
this message,
este mensaje,
pass this message,
pass este mensaje,
pass 64,
el 64,
65,
65,
okay,
está bien,
to 2024,
a 2024.
Ask yourself,
pregúntese usted mismo,
if man is always looking forward,
si el hombre todo este tiempo está mirando
always
adelante,
looking backward,
y todo el tiempo mirando para atrás.
Then I can look backward even to 64 and 65 and 63.
Puedo mirar hacia atrás hasta 65,
and
64,
unless I'm hearing from the Spirit,
al menos que esté escuchando del Espíritu,
what is he doing?
¿Qué es lo
what
que
does
está
he
haciendo?
Want to do?
¿Qué quiere él
why
hacer?
Is the bride still here?
¿Por qué la novia todavía está
what
aquí?
Is it that he needs to do in
es
me? And am I
en mí?
Hearing what the Spirit says to the churches?
Lo que el Espíritu le okay. Dice a las iglesias, está bien?
Okay. Colossians chapter 2.
Colosenses 2.
Here is the Lion Age.
Aquí está la edad de león.
Here's God in flesh.
Aquí está Dios en carne.
Here's a man by the name of Paul.
Por nombre de
that
Pablo,
some people have listened to
la cual alguna gente lo había
and said
y dice,
eternal life is dwelling in that vessel.
Que la vida right? eterna está viviendo en ese vaso.
I am identifying eternal life there.
Estoy identificando vida eterna
different ahí. Than it is any other vessel.
Diferente que lo que es en cualquier otro vaso.
So what were we talking about last week?
¿De qué hablamos la semana
the
pasada?
Elect,
el elegido,
because of the seed that is in them,
por causa de la semilla
see
que está
eternal
ellos,
life identified.
Vida eterna identificada.
They recognize eternal life when they see it.
Vida eterna cuando la miran.
They recognize eternal life when they hear it.
Vida eterna cuando la escuchan.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
So here in the first age,
aquí en la primera edad,
Paul,
Pablo,
I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you.
Porque quiero que sepas cuán gran lucha sostengo por
for them at Laodicea.
Por los que están en Laodicea.
Well, how's that for fitting us? And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh.
Y por todos los que nunca han visto mi rostro.
Well, isn't that interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
So there's people that he is connected with that he has never been in contact
con
with personally.
Se está conectando, con la cual nunca ha sido contactado con ellos.
But they've heard the voice.
Pero escucharon la voz.
And they knew that the voice
y sabían que la voz
wasn't just the voice of some man's wisdom, it was
no
the voice of God speaking
hombre,
to them in that
era
day.
La voz de Dios hablando a través de ese hombre.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now he has a
ahora,
desire for these people
él tiene un deseo para esta gente,
that their hearts might be comforted,
para que sean consolados sus corazones,
being knit together in love,
unidos en amor,
and unto all riches,
hasta alcanzar todas las riquezas,
unto all riches. Of the full assurance of understanding.
De pleno entendimiento.
That's not mental understanding, that's
ese
spiritual
no es
understanding.
Mental, humano, es espiritual.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Unto all riches of
a todas las riquezas,
the full assurance of understanding.
De pleno entendimiento.
To acknowledgement
a fin de conocer
of the mystery of God.
El misterio de Dios, el Padre.
So everything is God about God, and everything that Paul has to bring
sobre Dios y
is wrapped up in this mystery.
Quiere entrar, está envuelto en este misterio.
When Brother Branham begins the message in 1962,
y él comienza un mensaje, el hermano Branham, en
spoken 1962, word is the original seed.
La palabra hablada es la semilla original.
He begins
él comienza
by telling us
a través de decirnos,
this is an explanation for my ministry.
Esta es una explicación para mi ministerio.
This is why I have done what I have done.
Esto es lo que he hecho, por lo cual yo he hecho.
This is why I have said what I have said.
Eso es por lo que yo he dicho lo que he dicho.
Then after the seals are open,
después de que los sellos
se abren, in 1963,
en 1963,
he begins the message,
él comienza el mensaje,
Christ the mystery of God revealed,
el misterio de Dios revelado,
and he says, this is an explanation of my whole ministry.
La explicación de todo mi ministerio.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
This is an explanation of my whole ministry.
De todo mi ministerio.
This message,
este mensaje,
this revelation,
esta revelación
is why I have done what I have done,
he hecho lo que he hecho,
why I have said
lo que he dicho,
what I've said.
Lo que dije.
Am I losing you?
Lo estoy perdiendo.
This isn't difficult.
Esto no es difícil.
Don't let Satan make it difficult for
no,
you. This is God in simplicity.
Este es Dios en simplicidad.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Now, so he begins,
él comienza,
God,
Dios,
okay, Christ is the mystery of God.
Cristo es el misterio de Dios.
Christ is the mystery of God.
Cristo es el misterio de Dios.
And that mystery has been revealed.
Y ese misterio ha sido revelado.
Here's the alpha of that.
Aquí está el alfa
de when Paul says,
cuando Pablo dice,
if you can know anything, everything that I have to preach, everything that I have to teach is wrapped up here in the mystery of God, okay, and of the Father and of Christ. Now, if you go into different translations of that, many of the translations leave out the Father. Most of them say, the mystery
dice,
of God,
el misterio de Dios,
which is Christ.
El cual es Cristo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
No, that's exactly the way the prophet brought it.
Es exactamente como el profeta lo trajo.
Christ is the mystery of God.
Cristo es el misterio de Dios.
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
God's man in men.
Dios, el
God
hombre,
is
Dios
here.
El hombre, para el hombre. Dios está
okay.
aquí.
And now,
y ahora,
today,
hoy,
in 2024,
en el 2024,
we have something with us.
Tenemos algo con nosotros.
You have the Word of God.
Tiene la palabra
it's
de
been
Dios,
put in a storehouse.
Que ha sido puesta en un almacén.
And when you put on that word,
y cuando usted pone esa palabra,
if you have the right attitude towards
si tiene usted
that word,
la actitud correcta hacia esa palabra,
okay,
está bien,
then all of a sudden, in entonces, that room where you are,
en ese cuarto
there is the pillar of fire.
Ahí está el pilar de fuego.
Okay, because Brother Branham says this that comes
dice,
among us,
esto que viene
the pillar of fire is the thing
fuego,
that changes our hearts.
Es la cosa que cambia nuestros corazones.
Right? Who is this Melchizedek? And he says,
dice,
third Exodus, he says, this that comes among us, this
este
pillar
viene,
of fire,
este pilar de fuego que viene
is here
está aquí,
to lead you into the millennium.
Para guiarlo usted hacia el millennium.
So, Brother Ron, are you in the millennium yet?
No, hermano Ron, estás en
so,
el millennium.
It's still here.
So,
it's still
aquí,
with each one of us.
Con cada uno de nosotros,
and each one of it,
nosotros,
it is leading us to a place.
Llevando hacia un lugar.
So, again,
entonces, una vez
what
más,
is this God in flesh?
¿Qué es esto, Dios en
and
carne?
That word
y esa palabra,
spoken of, even though the man is absent,
hablada, a pesar que el hombre está
the ausente, word of that man is still here.
La palabra de ese hombre todavía está
and
aquí.
God is in his word.
Y Dios está en su
and
palabra.
God is going to do that.
Dios va a hacer eso.
So when entonces, something happens
cuando algo acontece,
in that interaction,
en esa interacción,
a recognition of God.
Una reconocimiento de Dios.
Now I think we're getting close to that seventh seal mystery again.
Estamos acercando
something
a ese misterio
happens.
Del séptimo sello. Algo acontece.
I'm not looking back at 64.
No estoy mirando a
I'm not looking back at 65.
O 65.
I'm looking at you and your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Al Señor Jesucristo.
Him bringing his
Él
word,
trayendo su
his
palabra,
revelation.
Su revelación.
To you
usted,
and is going to do something.
Va a hacer algo,
something miraculous.
Algo milagroso,
something superhuman.
Algo superhumano.
This is where we were starting. This is where we ended last week. Colossians 2:12. Okay? Because
porque,
who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
Did Abraham see?
¿Que Abraham miró?
Did Abraham know?
¿Sabía Abraham?
Yes.
Sí.
Will the seed of Abraham see? Will the seed of Abraham know? They will know the same thing because in that seed of God they identify eternal life in whatever form it comes in. Now in the message, who is this Melchizedek? He says the world always misses this. And he said, then he makes this statement, Lord, they always persecute you in whatever form you come in. They hate it. Right? But not the bride. She identifies eternal life. She hears and knows what is eternal life. And when she makes that connection, something's here. Something's going to happen. Life happens. The life of that eternity in a vessel comes into you. It doesn't stay there. When the contact is made, that life comes into you. So there's a very real thing happening to us when we put on those tapes and we get into our Bible. The pillar of fire comes into our room, taking us another step closer to the millennium. Okay? And here's what Paul has. I need you to know this. And you will be comforted in this. You will be comforted and your hearts knit together in the full assurance of understanding, the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, which is Christ. Now look at verse 3. Would you read it out loud with me? In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
escondidos todos los tesoros de la sabiduría y del conocimiento.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here,
aquí,
who God's man for men.
Aquí, en hombre de Dios
today,
para el hombre, hoy,
what's going on? What happens?
¿Qué pasa?
Where is the word?
¿Dónde está la palabra?
What happens when people come in contact with God? From the very
pasa?
Simple, but we're always looking past tense. And if you continue to look past tense, it will go past you and will not come through you and to you. Are you with me? The simple things. John, let's go to John chapter 4 and the woman at the well. We all know that so well. Okay? Here's a lady. Here's a sinner. Jesus comes to her.
Una pecadora, Jesús viene
because
a ella.
He knows that there's a seed of God there.
Porque él sabe que hay una semilla de Dios en ella. Ahí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Where there's a seed, that's all that matters.
Donde hay una semilla,
you with me?
Comporta. ¿Me entiende usted?
Where there's a seed, that's all that matters. Semilla, the foundation of God standeth sure. God knoweth them that are his. She wasn't in a good place.
Ella no se encontraba en un buen
didn't
lugar.
Make any difference because no he knew that seed would be
porque
reached.
Él sabía que
he knew,
semilla,
okay? And he says,
reached.
You know what?
Dice,
if you come
qué?
In contact with me,
si en
your
con
life
con
is going to change
tu vida va a cambiar.
Because your life was a mess.
Tu vida es un enredo.
Uh-huh. In your life, you couldn't do anything right.
Tu vida no puede hacer nada correcto.
Right? Like
correcto.
That's what I said to God when I gave my life.
Dios cuando yo le di mi vida.
But here, okay, verse 13.
Versículo 13.
And Jesus answered and said unto whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again.
Respondió Jesús y le dijo, cualquiera que bebiere de esta agua volverá a sed.
But whoever
cualquiera
drinks of the water that I will give him,
del agua que yo le daré, más el que bebiere del agua,
which is myself, my words, my life,
mi vida,
that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Que yo le daré, nunca tendrá sed.
Okay. Read the rest out loud with me. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up to everlasting life. That
pero
comes in contact.
Será en él una fuente de agua que salte para vida eterna. Eso es venir
what was going on there?
¿Qué estaba pasando?
She recognized eternal life
reconoció vida eterna
in a form of uneternal life.
En la forma de una vida eterna.
And when she said, sir, I perceive you are a prophet.
Y cuando ella dijo, Señor, percibo
no,
que eres profeta.
Beyond that, when Messiah comes, you're Messiah.
Tú eres Mesías.
And out of her belly changed
estómago,
from who can I sleep
cambió.
With?
Con quien
who ella, can I have sin with?
Con quien puedo
it
yo
changed.
Cambió.
And now all of a sudden,
repente,
living waters are pouring out of her for other people. Uh-huh. And she was never the same. Right?
Correcto.
So what about this and me
de
coming in contact with that eternal life? That thing is
esa
going,
cosa,
it's that thing that God wants to make happen in me and you. That's going to change
eso
who we are, but it cannot happen
somos, no
until
hasta que
we come in contact and identify he who is the living God. Same thing in John chapter 7, where Jesus goes in his the first part of the chapter. His family doesn't understand him. Okay, his brothers don't understand him. It's so sad. I hurt every time I read it. How did he bear these burdens? Okay, and then at the end, at the last day of the feast.
Y ahora, al final, en el último día
verse
de la fiesta,
37,
versículo 37,
Jesus stood and cried,
se paró y lloró.
If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Si cualquier cree, ven, déjalo que vengan y beba.
Okay, if any man believe on me,
si alguno tiene sed, venga a mí y beba.
What are they good? What are they believing on?
¿En qué estaban creyendo?
Here is Messiah.
Aquí está
here is the Son of God.
Aquí está el Hijo
here
de
is eternal life.
Aquí está la vida eterna.
But it's eternal life, God.
Pero es esa vida eterna,
but
Dios.
It's come in a form. And that form is speaking. And I'm hearing
hablando,
it. And something's going to happen in my life where I'll never be the same. Oh, my brothers and my sisters. What does Brother Branham say? Message believers. What's the trouble? You aren't getting them to Christ. You join church, you do this. We have to get them to Jesus Christ. We have to get them where the transaction can happen, that out of my belly, out of your belly, out of every one of our bellies flows rivers of living water. Yeah, verse 38, read it out loud with me. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Yes. Okay, and it does, but that contact has to be made. The woman at the well made it. She made contact. She was changed. Oh, do you see? Where my heart is just killing me. We need to make contact with that eternal life that is in this word. This word and this word. We need to make contact with the person of eternal life. Okay. Brother Branham says, I have to leave the scene. I'm preparing a place. Who's here? The Lord Himself. Right?
Correcto.
So here he is,
aquí está.
And he is here,
y él está aquí.
But he's in the form.
Pero está en una forma.
Yeah, people say,
La gente dice, oh,
why would you follow that?
¿Por qué tú seguirías eso?
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Oh, ustedes están locos.
Oh, we're different.
Oh, somos yeah, diferentes.
We just have Jesus, and he's enough.
Tan solo tenemos a Jesús y eso es
no, you don't have Jesus.
No, tú no tienes a Jesús.
I have Jesus.
Yo tengo a Jesús.
I have the real Jesus.
Tengo el verdadero Jesús.
Because I have the Jesus that's been proven to be Jesus.
Tengo a Jesús que
the Jesus that you have, what proof do you have that's the Jesus that is?
Que Jesús lo dijo.
Well, I like him.
Bueno, me gusta.
Well, he makes me feel good.
Bueno, me hace sentir bien.
Yeah, well, you can believe lots of things that'll make you feel real good, right?
Puedes creer muchas cosas que te pueden hacer sentir
but we're talking
bien.
About Scripture. We're talking about the Bible.
Estamos hablando acerca de la Biblia.
John 11.
Juan 11.
And I'm going to read.
Voy a leer.
Because this is a perfect explanation.
Porque
the rising of Lazarus. Lazarus.
Lázaro.
Okay. Starting with 22.
Comenzando en el 22.
Mary and Martha.
Marie y Martha.
Martha goes to him first.
Martha vas primero.
In verse 22, she says, I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it.
Dios, Dios te lo dará.
Do you really know that?
¿Realmente sabes tú eso?
And he says, your brother will rise. What happened?
Dice, tu hermano resucitará. ¿Qué
okay.
Pasó?
Martha said unto him,
Martha le dijo,
I know that he shall rise in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus says, I am.
Le dijo Jesús, yo soy
I
la
am
resurrección.
The resurrection and the life.
Y la vida.
He that believeth
el que
on
cree
me,
en mí,
yes,
sí,
though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Muerto, vivirá.
And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
Mí, no
do you believe this?
¿Crees tú esto?
Verse 27, read it out loud with me.
Conmigo.
She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, who should come into the world. Now, we're going to 1965 on our way to 2024, okay? This is again one of the last messages. Okay, this is after he leaves Jeffersonville. And it's like what he gave in Jeffersonville from the message ashamed in July to August, Satan's Eden is phenomenal. And it's like a man on his deathbed getting it out, but after he leaves, more keeps gushing and gushing, and things that he might have wanted to hold in, he could no longer hold in. The Spirit had to get this out for you and for me. It wasn't for them. It was for you. It was for us. It was for us today. So in this message, he makes this incredible statement.
Él hace esta increíble declaración.
It astounded me for years.
Me sorprendió por
Paragraph años. 105.
Parágrafo 105.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Well, I'll go back to 104.
Bueno, regreso al 104.
Abel brought, Abel brought his sacrifice. Depends Abel on where you place, what place you take it into.
Depende en qué lugar tú lo tomes.
Remember his scripture, you have to take it into the place where I place my name.
Un lugar, el nombre.
Now, paragraph 105.
Ahora, parágrafo 105.
Now, we want to find out
ahora queremos encontrar
where we want to bring this sacrifice.
Donde queremos traer este sacrificio.
Doesn't that stumble you?
No lo hace
doesn't that bother
esto?
Pam, didn't that make you wake up?
No lo hace que esto se pare, te pares, Pam?
I mean, really, stop and think.
Realmente, pare y piensa.
Ha-ha.
Sí.
My goodness. Sister Marianne, did you ever wonder where to take your sacrifice?
¿Te has preguntado dónde tomar tu sacrificio, hermana Marianne?
No. Karen, did you?
¿Tú, Karen?
And when I read that,
y cuando leí eso,
you mean I have to take my sacrifice someplace?
¿Tú quieres decir que tengo que tomar mi sacrificio en algún
where
lugar?
Do I have to take my sacrifice?
¿A dónde tengo que llevar mi sacrificio?
Now, if we could find out,
ahora, si podemos
now listen to what he says. We all want to go to heaven,
todos queremos
don't
ir al
we?
Cielo. ¿No es así?
We all know we've done wrong.
Todos sabemos que hemos hecho mal.
We all believe Jesus is the sacrifice.
Todos sabemos que Jesús es el sacrificio.
Then he says, now we want to know where to take him.
Ahora queremos saber a dónde llevarlo.
Where it'll be accepted.
¿Dónde será aceptado?
And that's where most ahí have es. Not done.
No
this was meant for me and esto, you today because there's something I have to do
este hay algo que tengo que hacer,
where he's going to accept my sacrifice.
Donde él va a aceptar mi sacrificio.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
I've pondered over that one for years. But,
yo estuve
okay.
ahí por, en esta, por años.
When he gets done with that,
cuando él termina con eso,
you take this, go home and listen to this.
Vaya
read
casa,
it.
Escucha esto, léalo.
He talks about Mary and Martha.
Habla acerca de María.
Just
Martha.
What we were reading in Luke in John chapter 11.
Leyendo en Juan 11.
But watch.
Pero vigile.
Watch how he sticks up for Martha.
Como él se para por Martha.
Yeah.
Sí.
Everybody, oh Mary, Mary. Oh, Martha, María. You missed it. Oh Mary,
oh,
you
Martha,
had the best thing. Oh yeah, you
oh,
broke
Mary,
it. And she did.
Y ella lo hizo.
But Martha had her part too.
Pero Marta tenía su
which
parte
was
también,
the best.
La cual
there wasn't any best. They were both perfect.
No era ninguna mejor,
but it
era
was
perfecto,
Martha's
¿verdad?
Revelation
pues fue la revelación de Marta
that brought God on the scene to her brother
a la escena, a su hermano,
where life conquered death.
Donde la vida conquistó la muerte.
And that's for us
y eso es para nosotros,
because this is all about raising
todo,
one out of a dead state and we were all in a dead state
muerte,
and he's calling us
estado,
out of that dead state to life
muerte,
with him. Are you with me? Okay. This message is incredible. It's for you. It is not for the people of 1965. It's for us in 2024 because this is where we need. Watch Martha, her attitude. And she said, Lord, if you would have been here, notice she gave him his right title, capital L-O-R-D,
capital S-E-N-U-R.
If thou would have been here, my brother would have not died.
Mi hermano no hubiera muerto.
Now si notice what he aquí. Says. Life ah. and death can't associate in the same channel.
Vida y muerte no pueden asociarte en el mismo canal.
Now, she had a right to say,
ella tiene un
why didn't you come
decir,
and raise my brother?
¿Por qué no viniste si resucitaste
why didn't you heal him?
¿Por qué
why didn't
¿por qué
you?
No lo sanaste?
Well, you healed others.
Tú sanaste otros.
Your very best friend.
Tu mejor amigo.
Now look at what happened.
Ahora mira lo que pasó.
I then in paragraph 114.
Parágrafo 114.
I believe you're exactly what you're identified in the scriptures to be.
Yo creo que tú eres exactamente.
Contact.
Tú eres identificado.
Recognizing
contacto,
eternal life. vida eterna, in flesh.
En carne.
I believe
yo creo,
this is the day that Messiah should come.
Yo creo que este es el día que el Mesías
vendrá. We've been looking forward.
Lo estamos buscándolo.
I don't care what the rest of them say.
No me importa lo que el resto de ellos
I dirán. Believe with all my heart
yo creo con todo mi
that what I've... Oh, listen to this.
Oh, escucha esto.
This is what needs to come out of each one of us.
Esto que necesita salir de cada
I believe
de
with all of my heart
yo creo con todo mi corazón
that what I've seen
que lo que he mirado
and heard
y escuchado
by the word
por la palabra,
that the word is vindicated in you
que la palabra está vindicada en
that
ti,
you are Messiah.
Que tú eres el Mesías.
See, way down in
sí,
her
muy profundamente
she
en
had something to ask
tenía
for.
Algo para preguntar.
Please
por favor,
wake up.
Despierte.
But she had to come to the right channel.
Ella tenía que venir al canal correcto.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
She had to come to the right channel.
Tenía que venir al canal correcto.
Paragraph 118, several
118.
Down. She forfeit all she had rights ella to.
Perdió todo lo que ella tenía derecho.
Listen to this.
Rechazó
to recognize the word of God manifested right there before her.
Manifestada ahí exactamente delante de ella.
She had to forget, forsake everything because she would be ousted. You'd be in trouble.
Usted estaría en problemas.
To recognize the word of God manifested.
Reconocer la palabra de Dios manifestada.
God in man, God's man for men.
Dios en el hombre.
Who is this Melchizedek?
Dios en el hombre para
what's going on? What's going on now?
¿Qué está pasando ahorita?
What's going on with you?
¿Qué está pasando
leading
con
us
usted?
To the fulfillment of the seventh seal in us. He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Yo soy la resurrección
he
y la vida.
That believeth in me,
aquel que cree en mí,
though he were dead, yet
muerto,
shall he live.
Él vivirá.
Whosoever
por
believeth in me shall never
cree,
die.
Y crea en mí, nunca morirá.
Believest thou this?
¿Crees tú esto?
Now listen.
Ahora escuche.
She had to get into the right channel.
Tenía
she had to recognize.
Correcto, tenía que reconocer.
Listen to what Brother Branham says. There was
esto
one
dice,
more little clause she hadn't come in line with.
Que ella no sabía
God's waiting.
Y eso está
who does this remind you of? Hattie Wright.
Recuerda esto. La hermana Hattie Wright.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
She had to speak the right thing.
Tenía que decir la cosa correcta.
Because she had the right revelation.
Porque ella tenía la revelación
okay.
Correcta. ¿Está bien?
She hadn't come in line with here.
Aquí.
She says.
Ella dijo.
She recognizes it.
Ella lo reconoció.
Here's the channel.
Aquí está el canal.
Yay, Lord.
Sí, Señor.
I believe that you are
yo
the
creo que
Christ.
Tú eres el Cristo.
You're it. You
tú
are the
eres.
Son of the living God.
Tú eres el hijo del Dios
listen
viviente.
To what the prophet says.
Escucha lo que
oh, brother.
Oh, hermano.
Everything was ready to spark right
todo
then.
Estaba listo para saltar ahí mismo.
Jesus said, where did you lay him?
Jesús preguntó, ¿dónde está?
And you know what took place.
Usted sabe lo que tomó lugar.
She made contact.
Ella
she
contacto,
recognized eternal life
eterna,
manifest in flesh.
En carne,
the life that was in eternal
estaba,
went to work through her to go
ella,
to her brother to bring
hermano,
life. Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
That's exactly what God is doing for you and I right now. That we are becoming the channel. Because what you see and what you recognize, you become rivers of living water. You become channels that God brings life. Oh, then he says this. Where do I take my sacrifice? You got to take your sacrifice to the right place.
Usted tiene que tomar su sacrificio al lugar correcto. Sí.
She came into that clog.
Él vino hacia esta clog.
She made her confession.
Hizo su confesión.
She recognized.
Ella reconoció.
She identified.
Identificó.
Then
entonces,
he, Brother Branham,
el hermano Branham,
you've got to get in that right place.
Tú tienes que entrar a ese lugar correcto.
Before you, he will receive your sacrifice.
Antes de que él reciba su sacrificio.
What is the right place?
¿Cuál es el lugar correcto?
To recognize Jesus Christ, present tense.
Tiempo presente.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
Do you see?
¿Ve?
You can't live in past tense and receive anything, brothers and sisters.
Usted no puede vivir en tiempo pasado y recibir algo.
Did you hear what I just said?
¿Escuchó usted lo que acabo de decir?
God's got to move in us where I am in contact with the one true living God. And I see this and something has quickened in my life to bring me into the fulfillment of the restoration of redemption in the seventh seal to take me back to Eden again. And that's the process of going on. Okay, you're with me. Melchizedek. I know. I got 5 minutes. Okay. Now, I told you, I think this is the most spiritual message in the world. They're all incredible. Brother Branham was on a different, not a different wavelength. He was in a different, he was with God. Do you remember how many times Brother Branham said, when the Spirit of the Lord comes down, and he says, now I don't know what I said? Do you know how many times he said that? Over and over and over and over. Right? And he says, now I'll have to come back and listen to the tape because I don't know what I said. Right? And when I hear that over and over, here is a man totally taken over by God. Right? And then I hear a voice every time when I say that saying, and there's more. Albert, isn't that everything to us, brother? Totally taken over by God. Okay. So, here, I've read this, but it never sinks in, because it can't, because it's not time, but it will. God in morpha. God changing form. God in this stage of his creation. From the great beginning spirit. Come down to be the Word,
bajo para hacer la palabra,
bringing itself out.
Sacándose el mismo.
The Word goes through these forms and changes and expressions.
Que venir es estas formas, okay. Expresiones. ¿Está bien?
And he unfolds here.
Y él, en totalidad, está aquí.
All attributes,
todos sus atributos,
will do in the final end.
Hará en el.
What's the final end?
¿Cuál es el final?
Seventh seal.
Séptimo sello.
Third bull. Where are we?
¿Dónde no estamos?
What's happening?
¿Qué está pasando?
What stage are we in?
¿En qué?
What's going on in the spiritual realm between you and God?
Campo entre usted y
he unfolds here what all attributes will do in the final end.
Con todos los atributos, lo que él hará en el final.
Every son of Abraham.
Cada hijo de Abraham.
Pete, are you a son of Abraham?
Eres hijo de
it's going to happen in you.
Va a pasar en ti.
Nate, every son of the faith.
Cada hijo de la fe.
Are you a son of the faith, Nate?
Eres hijo de la fe, Nate?
Do you know what he just said? You will do the same thing God does.
Tú vas a hacer la misma cosa que Dios hace.
Now, doesn't that just...
No eso tan solo.
You want to scrape yourself up off the floor now?
Huh? ¿Quiere usted sacudirse? ¿Rascarse?
What?
¿Qué?
We were here, what's God doing us? What kind of form is he changing me into to become fully him expressed? Then he says, every son of Abraham, every son of the faith, then in the next paragraph he says, every son of his spirit. Okay? We will do absolutely, not we will absolutely do. Absolutely. Peter, absolutely. What does absolutely mean? Is there any chance to it?
Okay.
So you're in a process of changing forms and expressions, and God's doing that to fulfill his word. Every son of the faith will absolutely do the same thing. Then he says, but I want you to watch how we have to come.
Pero quiero que vigile cómo tenemos que venir.
Okay, then,
entonces,
later on,
más tarde,
he's talking about redemption,
hablando el de redención,
who defines redemption different than any other ministry in the world.
El cual define Esto muy diferente que cualquier otra persona en el mundo.
And he says redemption means to be taken back.
Redención quiere okay. decir de tomar.
Nobody else. Oh, I'm redeemed at Calvary. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. That's, you know, it's true. He bought us.
Es verdad. Él nos compró.
He bought us to do this work of redemption. But nobody sees this part.
Pero nadie mira
so he's
parte.
Talking about redemption,
él está hablando acerca de
taking us back to our original place,
de regreso a nuestro
our original place.
Lugar original.
No,
ahora.
This has been with me 2 weeks now, and every single...
Dos semanas ahora.
You know, how many times have you read a message and then
¿cuántas veces he leído un mensaje?
You read, listen again, then you listen again, then you listen again, then... He makes a statement. After redemption, taking us back,
después de redención, llevándonos de regreso,
he says,
él dice,
being eternal.
Ser eternal.
No, he says, not. He didn't say... You had eternal life, he says.
Él no dice tener vida eterna,
you
dice,
were eternal.
Tú eras eterno. Tú eras
Ron,
eterno.
What does that mean?
Ron, ¿qué quieres decir?
What's eternal?
¿Qué es eternal?
No, how can you be eternal when there's only one thing eternal?
¿Cómo puedes ser tú eterno cuando hay tan solo una cosa eterna?
David.
David.
Can you grok that?
¿Puedes entender esto?
Does it register?
¿Está registrado, David?
If he is telling you,
si él está diciendo a usted,
being eternal
siendo eternal
with him
con él,
at the beginning,
al principio,
now he's taking us through this process until I am eternal with him
tomándonos a este proceso eternal,
as Adam
como Adán,
in a new restored
en una nueva restaurada, restaurado,
third pole.
Tercer jalón.
Thunders, seventh seal,
Septimus,
mysteries,
Misterios.
God working in,
Dios trabajando,
God bringing us from death to life,
de
sons of
vida,
God,
hijos de Dios.
Being eternal with him at the beginning,
con él en el principio,
being eternal with him,
siendo eternal con él.
That means there's God, there's only one thing eternal, and I'm part of that.
Hay una sola
I'm part of that.
Eterna, y soy parte de eso.
Yeah.
Sí.
David, how would you look at a problem in the hot sun going to work and you got to fix something and everybody's cussing and swearing if you knew that you were eternal, had eternal life, that you really knew that you what it meant to be a son of God? Would you worry? Would you complain? Would you fuss?
¿Hablarías acerca de ello?
Would you stew?
¿Te pondrías de esta manera?
Would you worry?
¿Te preocuparías?
This is where he's taking. Okay.
Esto es a donde él nos está llevando.
Now, contact.
Contacto.
Life, when we see eternal
vida,
life.
Lo miramos, vida eterna.
Manifested.
Manifestada.
The elect sees it.
El elegido la mira.
When she sees it,
cuando ella la mira,
that life
esa vida
that she sees,
que ella mira,
that she believes,
que ella cree,
that she understands,
entiende,
this is eternal life.
Esta es vida eterna.
These are the words of eternal life.
Estas son las palabras de vida eterna.
I just received them. Something's happening
ahí
in me.
Recibí algo, esto, algo pasó en mí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
I'll close here. We all know it in
todos sabemos,
this message, the story of the dewdrop.
Es mensaje, la historia,
we're all in a cycle. We're all here. We're
todos
all distilled.
Ciclo,
it's cold.
Estamos,
it's wet.
Está frío,
but that little dewdrop is so happy.
Esa pequeña cosa okay. En la mañana que acontece, el rocío.
And he says, the sun is going to call it right back to where it came from.
El sol, el hijo le va a llamar exactamente donde él vino.
The sun is going to call you and me back to where I came from.
Lo va a llamar a usted y a mí de donde venimos.
Where did you come from?
De donde usted vino.
So why would anybody be afraid of death?
¿Por qué cualquiera estaría temeroso de la muerte, entonces?
You know, really.
Realmente.
Okay. And that's the way with a Christian.
Y así es de esa manera con el cristiano.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know when we walk in the presence of God.
Sabemos que caminamos hacia la presencia de Dios cuando
contact.
Contacto.
Contact.
Contacto.
Eternal life is identified.
Es identificada.
We know.
Sabemos.
When we come in the presence of God,
cuando venimos hacia la presencia de Dios,
something in us
algo en nosotros
tells us
nos dice
that we come from somewhere
que venimos de algún lugar,
and we're going back
y vamos de regreso
by the power that's pulling us.
A través del poder que nos está jalando.
The little dewdrop glistens and shines and shouts
brilla y grita y clama.
Because he knows he come from up there,
porque él sabe que él vino
and
de
that
arriba.
Sun's going to draw him back,
y ese sol la va a llevar de
and the man that's an attribute of God,
and amen, el cual es un atributo
born
de Dios,
of God,
nacido de Dios.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, aquí
this
está.
Is what we've been preaching. This is what the book of Hebrews is all about.
Este es de lo que se trata el libro de Hebreos,
God's man for men.
El hombre de Dios para
when
cuando
he
él
comes
venga
in
en
contact
contacto
with.
Con
what does that mean, Pete?
¿Qué significa eso, Pedro?
Is that hard to understand?
Eso es difícil de entender.
It means when he comes in contact with, doesn't it?
Significa cuando venga en contacto, ¿correcto?
Pretty simple.
Muy simple.
When he comes in contact
cuando él llega a estar en contacto
with the Son of God,
con el Hijo de Dios,
he's going to be drawn up from
él
here
va a ser
someday.
Atraído de,
okay.
De aquí algún día.
This is so far beyond churchianity.
Esto es más allá de
I hate churchianity.
No odio iglesia
we all hate churchianity.
Todos odiamos iglesia
this is a journey.
Este es una jornada.
This is an adventure.
Es una aventura.
This is a walk in the Spirit.
Este es una caminata en
this
el Espíritu.
Is a relationship
este
with
es una
the living God
con el Dios viviente.
Where the living God speaks to us and takes his word and quickens it in our lives and says, here I'm taking you somewhere you've never been before. And today, you should be in a different place than you were yesterday. No. That's not a threat, it's just telling you. Okay. When you come in contact, that's this whole message. That's why I'm doing this. That's why we're into Melchizedek. That's why Melchizedek was mentioned 9 times in 3 chapters. Who is this Melchizedek? And of all the things, when not one time mentioned in any other book of the New Testament, Brother Branham, he says now, when he begins this, he says now this is another revelation on the message. Because the seals are opened, I can see this. Because the seals are opened, we can see this. This is something in the latter end for the last day people. This is for us. This is for 2024. Okay. Who is this? Melchizedek. Isn't that interesting how much time? Brother Branham did a series. Did he ever do a series on the book of Romans? All the denominations do, don't they, Russ? Every one of them. Let's take the book of Romans. How about the book of Galatians? What did he do a series on? Book of what? Hebrews. Yep. Okay. Who is this Melchizedek? Why does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
Here he is. When you come in contact with eternal life, identified, that eternal life flows through that vessel, passes through it, comes into you, and comes into you to go out from you. One more scripture because turn in your Bibles and we'll close our servers. Would you come up, please? We'll get ready. Partake of the elements. Here he is in Antioch, I believe, and he's preaching Paul. Oh, he preaches and they don't like it. The Gentiles like it, the Jews don't like it. They can't stand. They still hate God in flesh. Just like the denominations do today.
Es lo que las denominaciones hacen hoy.
Verse 41. Acts 13. Didn't I tell you that?
No.
Well, you're supposed to know.
Well, you're supposed to know.
Acts 13.
Hechos 13.
Okay. Verse 41.
Versículo 41.
Behold, you despisers,
mirad, oh menospreciadores,
and wonder,
y asombrados,
what did they despise?
Que ellos menospreciaban.
Who did they despise?
A quienes ellos menospreciaban.
God in flesh, eternal life manifested.
Dios en carne, vida eterna manifestada.
For I work a work in your days. Yeah. And he did in our day, and he's still doing it today. A work which you will no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And this is the most amazing scripture, verse 47. Paul is quoting from the book of Isaiah,
todo citado del libro de Isaías,
from Isaiah chapter 49,
Isaías 40,
verse 6,
9,
and
6.
By revelation,
y por revelación,
he says, this is me, dice, because eternal life is in me.
Porque vida eterna está en mí.
Okay, for so hath the Lord commanded us.
Porque así nos ha mandado el Señor diciendo,
for so hath the Lord what? Commanded us. Isn't that amazing?
Nos han mandado, ¿no es eso sublime?
I have set you
te he puesto
to be a light to the Gentiles.
Para luz de los gentiles.
Ooh, man, talk about fighting words.
Oh, hombre, hablando acerca de
that you
de guerra,
should be for salvation.
A fin de que
how
seas para
dare
salvación.
A man take that on and say words like that? Blasphemy!
Un hombre toma esto para decir, hablar así,
we have Jesus. We don't need this. That's why they killed him, didn't they?
Por eso es que
just
mataron,
like they killed por eso all of the prophets.
Así como les mataron a todos los profetas.
You understand? Melchizedek. Hebrews 5.
Hebreos 5.
God's man for man.
De Dios.
It had to be to the Jews who could never accept.
Así es.
You know what?
¿Sabe qué?
It's going to happen again, isn't
va a pasar
it?
Otra vez, ¿no es así?
Sure.
Seguro.
What is it, Revelation 11?
¿Qué revelación?
Here's two men.
Aquí hay dos hombres.
Here's the two witnesses.
Los dos testigos.
You know, when you preach, Pete, you would like say somebody to say, hey, Pete, that was good.
¿Sabes cuando tú, Pedro, prediques, tú te
how would you like era? Everybody that heard you say, I want to kill you?
¿Cómo te gustaría que
yeah,
todos
really.
Que tú te escuchan, te digan,
look at those
matarte.
Men of God.
Mírelo.
Which of the prophets haven't they killed?
Mire a los profetas.
Until God opens their eyes,
hasta que Dios les abre sus
they
ojos.
Will never recognize eternal life manifested in flesh.
Vida eterna en carne.
And they will hate Elijah and Moses so bad,
tanto,
they'll kill them.
Que los mataron.
Once again.
Una vez más.
Right?
Correcto?
They'll kill them. And they will be ellos so happy,
los matarán y estarán
they'll
tan
throw
felices.
Parties.
Y
and
fiesta,
give gifts to one another.
Y don, y regalos el uno al otro.
Do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
Listen, do you know what I'm saying?
Escuche,
the very channel
lo que estoy diciendo,
that God has for me and you
tiene para usted,
to receive
para
his life
su vida,
flowing from a channel
fluyendo de un canal,
when we recognize eternal life manifested in that very channel that can bless us, that can restore us, that can take us back to Eden is the very channel devil attacks the most. No, 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 no. Don't go anywhere near that channel. That's life.
No, 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 no vayan ese canal.
Right?
Correcto?
The devil says, no, that's death.
El diablo dice, no, eso es muerte.
The very channel of life.
El mismísimo canal de vida.
Take your sacrifice.
Tome su
sacrificio. To the present revelation.
A la revelación presente.
The present tense.
Tiempo presente.
Recognition.
Reconocimiento.
I know the voice of eternal life. And when I hear it and receive it and embrace it, that eternal life flows through that voice into these very beings and changes us from glory to glory. Okay, servers? Okay, all right. Amen. Glory be to God. Do you understand? You can't take this back to 65, brothers and sisters, when I've been preaching on Melchizedek. You'll miss the whole thing. You'll miss all of that God wants to do for me and for you, and that He's going to do. So we're still going back. Okay, next week we'll probably go back. Look at those scriptures. Go Colossians 2:12 again. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers, we are the most blessed people in all the world. To see what you see. To know what you know. Because it's not just head knowledge. It's an experiential knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that very thing, who is this Melchizedek? Eternal life identified in the form of flesh is the mystery of God, in whom are hidden all the wisdom and riches of our God. You with me? Putting a tie in it all together. Okay. Let's prepare for partaking of the elements. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Jesse, would you ask a blessing on the bread, please?